I'm Tom.
I'm Jay.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team at LPT Realty Weekly Real Estate Podcast. Jay, we've been doing these. We've got hundreds of these under the belt.
I know. It's like we're pros, maybe. And maybe
not. You being a pro, I have a question, layperson's question to ask you. How do you figure out how much these homes are worth?
Well, I mean,
you go into a house right now. What's the first thing you do? Is it comps? Is it an inspection? What happens?
So the first thing is we do walk through the house, try and get all the details, and then our job is to try to find similar comps and have an apples-to-apples comparison. The challenges in this market with a limited inventory, sometimes it's a little harder to find. It's a little easier if you're in a subdivision, but if you have a unique house, it does make it a little bit more of a challenge because there's just not as many homes on the market. I mean, and one of the things that we found that's been really interesting lately, and we've talked about this before, is that, you know, buyers were still thinking, hey, we're going to sit on the sidelines and wait for home prices to sell. And, you know, we're hearing that a lot from people of, you know, I'm still waiting for prices to drop. I'm waiting for rates to drop. So according to recent data, though, from Fannie Mae, actually 1 in 4 people still think home prices are going to drop. So 25% of the population is in the mindset that home prices are going to drop. But, and we've talked about this before, I think what's sort of driving all of that is all the fear, the clickbait that, you know, the news, all the BS that they're putting out there. They put out these headlines, and people don't realize the reason why those headlines have things, you know, have such interesting, eye-catching things is because their goal is to get you to actually read it.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with what you just read.
Yeah, and some people may not even read it, so they're just reading the headline, not knowing all of the details of what it's really all about. So, there was a quote I saw recently from Jay Thompson, who was a real estate industry consultant. He said, housing market headlines are everywhere. Many are, quote, sensational, ending with exclamation points or predicting impending doom for the industry. Clickbait, the sensationalizing of headlines and content, has been an issue since the dawn of the internet, and housing news is not immune to it, which is pretty much what we just said. Now, the real thing that's happening is, you know, and there's a Case-Shiller released a report each month sort of giving you an idea of what's going on. And again, these numbers are for the entire United States. They're averages. But when you look at the chart, it shows that home prices went up in February, March, April, and this is 2023. February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. They dropped in January, but again, that's just because that's part of, and what they dropped was 0.1%, which is pretty much flat.
Negligible.
Yes. So, I mean, the bottom line is that home prices are still continuing to increase. The waiting on the sidelines has not been a smart move, for anyone. And I mean, how they explain it is month over month numbers were relatively flat in the wintertime. However, the annual growth was more significant for both indices, rising 7.4% and 6.6%. So, the bottom line is, and I'm not trying to scare anyone or tell anyone, you know, not to continue to sit on the sidelines, but as we've seen, rates have increased. If you're waiting for rates to come down, sales prices have not come down. It's basically just gotten more expensive. The more you're waiting, the more you're paying monthly for your house. Or some people are just falling out completely because they can no longer afford it.
And, well, I can see why there would be. Now, you say it's 25% of us think that they're going to go down because it's more expensive than ever. You think, well, this has to start going down at some time. I'm out of the game till it does.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not an unusual conversation that we have.
I bet you do.
And I get it. I mean, take off my sales real estate hat, and, you know, when I look at it, would I want to spend $800,000 on a house and have an interest rate of 7.25%? You know, not that wouldn't
not
be
ideally.
Exciting.
No, not ideally.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, you know, a lot of the things and conversations we're having are people that are selling their homes now have life circumstances that are putting them in that situation. Meaning, you know, now somebody had passed away or there's a divorce or they lost their job. They can no longer afford their home. There's all these different factors that are coming in. And that's what's helping have any inventory out there, because most of our sellers are in a situation where something is going on. And sometimes it's partially voluntary. Like one of the most common things we're seeing recently has been people are selling their homes here. And they're moving out of state to be closer to their grandkids.
I understand.
And that is a choice.
Sure.
That's not a must move. But they're like, you know, I'm not seeing my grandkids enough. Traveling there has gotten even more expensive. Airfare, gas. They're like, so we're just going to suck it up and move closer. We can help our kids out by being around to help watch the grandkids. And, you know, there's nothing holding me here in Maryland or West Virginia or Pennsylvania. We're going to go to Tennessee. We're going to go to the Carolinas. We're going down to Florida. And they're going for it because they're like, we've been waiting and it's not getting any better. So waiting does not seem like the best option.
I understand.
And we've had quite a few people ask me recently too, you know, if I think the election will have any impact on things. And I just told them, I said, you know, historically, everything that would happen during election year, it did not happen the last election. I'm like, I'm not guessing.
I wouldn't count on anything.
I'm like, I said, there's too many unknowns, and I'm not going to roll the dice and throw something out there that I'm not comfortable with. I'm like, I can't predict.
Not to be harsh, but nobody's going to take care of you. You're going to have to take care of your own business, make your own decisions.
That's true. And I tell people, I'm like, you know, if you're waiting to see what happens or what the results are, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, I respect your decision, but I definitely can't say that I think it's going to happen. One thing or another is going to happen. I'm like, it's, you know, the world of unpredictable things, and my crystal ball has pretty much completely shattered.
Well, the real estate industry, you've been in this for how many years?
20.
But there's things going on now you've never seen before.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's fresh. Everything's new.
There's so much going on right now between that. Between some lawsuits, the Department of Justice is involved. We've got these interest rates. We've got BlackRock buying things. There's so many moving parts.
It's changed. That's why you call the pros.
Yeah.
And you're still picking up the phone there 24/7.
Oh, yeah. And we're here to help you right now and to give you, you know, the real side of what is happening. And then you can make an informed decision of what makes the most sense for you. Again, we're not, you know, I know here at the station, you have the people come in that can tell what's going on in the future, and you know what I'm talking
about. Sure, our medians, Terry and Rhonda, they'll be in for Mother's Day.
Oh, well, and and Christina used to go see them, and I've seen them in the past because she took me there.
Oh, is that right?
And they were pretty on with stuff.
They're pretty good. I love these guys, man.
You know, maybe I need to talk to them and ask them what their predictions for the real estate market are. But you know, the bottom line is, if you have questions, if you need to hear what's really happening, not be pulled in by headlines and, you know, things that are not always completely true. And again, most of the headline stuff you're reading is all tied to national, not local. One example I'll give right now is we have quite a few friends in Florida, and the real estate market in Florida, there's more and more homes hitting the market. They are not in a situation that we are here. They do not have like a small supply of inventory. Their inventory is picking up, and a lot of that is due to people are not buying second homes, vacation properties, with the interest rates being higher, with even Airbnb and Vrbo stuff being down at least 50% for rentals. It's not a, you know, those markets are getting hit pretty hard, and it's shocking because, I get notifications because, you know, I like to see what's going on in Florida too. And I'm like, wow, there's a lot of properties that are hitting the market, a lot.
Flood insurance has affected a lot of the real estate there. A lot of people are pulling out of there.
That and the other part that's been massive is with that condo that collapsed, because we own a condo in Florida as well. It has gotten so expensive for the insurance for the master policy. And Florida has all these new requirements of having people come in. And you have to have structural engineers, structural certifications every so many years. And then when they find something wrong, there's special assessments that you have to pay to have the repairs made. It's gotten quite costly. It's no longer just a fun, you know, let's just have a little place and make some money off of it.
Okay.
It's a commitment.
Everything gets to be so complicated anymore.
Yes.
How about this? Home of the week. That's
home
not complicated.
Week, not complicated at all. 24640 Showbarn Circle in Damascus. This is listed for $650,000. Just hit the market. We're actually having an open house this Sunday, the 28th, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. It is a four-bedroom, three-bath, detached home. There's a jetted soaking tub in the primary bathroom, new HVAC system. There's a commercial-grade 80-gallon water heater that was just installed in 2022. The roof was replaced in 2020. The main level has LVP flooring throughout. There's a finished basement with a rec room and a built-in wet bar, a large flat backyard. There's a rear Trex deck with a sunsetter power awning. It's located in a prime location close to essential amenities. You know, getting a home for $650,000 that's detached in this market and being in Montgomery County as well, it will not last long. If you go to WFRE.com, you can look up Tom and Jay's Real Estate Podcast. You'll be able to see photos. If you like what you see, you can click a button to schedule a private tour, or you can swing by this Sunday, the 28th, between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m., and get to tour it on your own without having to have communication and lock in with an agent.
I'm Tom.
I'm Jay.
Excuse me, of Jay Day and the Day Home Team at LPT Realty, weekly real estate podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Tell everybody all about it.